Demand for puppies during lockdown and beyond has seen an explosion of backyard breeders, and not all of them are good. That's according to industry association Dogs New Zealand. SPCA inspectors seized a number of designer dogs, reportedly more than 20, after executing a search warrant at a Christchurch property yesterday. Now, that follows one of the largest prosecutions in the SPCA's history. That was last month. Two German Shepherd breeders have been banned from owning animals for a decade. Well, joining us now, Dogs New Zealand director Stephen Thompson. Kia ora.
Good evening.
How many rogue operators do you reckon there are in this industry?
I have no idea, to be honest, because there is no registration of dog breeders.
And how much of a problem is that?
Well, it does leave a gap, because you have two pieces of legislation that look after the welfare of animals. You have the Animal Welfare Act, and then you have the Dog Control Act. But there is no specific piece of legislation at the moment that deals with the activities of either dog or cat breeders.
Right, so I'm wondering what is driving this. How much does a so-called designer dog go for a puppy? What do you pay these days?
It seems to be whatever the market can bear.
And ballpark, Stephen, what are people prepared to pay right now?
Well, I've been told that puppies are going for anywhere between $3,000 to $8,000 a pup.
And so that's big money, right? What role do you think that's playing in these breeders popping up?
I think whenever you've got a demand in a market, you're going to have a supply that's going to meet the demand. That's basic economics.
Is it greed on the part of some people, given the numbers of dogs we're seeing involved in some cases?
I think there is some people that have been attracted by the money, but there is a large number of people that have got into dog breeding because it's their hobby, and they make up the bulk of our membership.
Do you agree that you need more regulation then?
I think there needs to be some regulation in the industry, but you've got to be very careful with the legislation. You want not to punish the breeders that are doing the right thing, that are looking after the health and welfare of the dogs involved. Because if you become too punitive, you drive it underground. And that's what you don't want to do. So I think we've got to be very careful when we do come around to drafting legislation around dog and cat breeding, that we make sure that it looks after the good breeders and allows them to continue their activities while it raises the standard in the industry as a whole. That's the ideal that you want. And some control that you can drive the bad ones out.
So I understand the caveat you've just put on it there, but in essence you agree there needs to be more regulation, formal regulation around this industry.
Oh, I think it's inevitable. It's an overseas trend, and it will happen in New Zealand at some stage.
Can you give us a bit of an idea of growth of interest in this area? So, I mean, how many people are wanting to register with your organisation, and are they all breeders?
No, we're also run dog sports, so we've got quite a diverse membership of dog owners and love it. But to give you an idea, pre-COVID 2019, we were on average registering about 100 to 120 new kennel names a year. What we've seen in the COVID years is that expanding to over 200 new kennel names that we're registering a year. So that, and we're only a small part of the entire industry, because people register with us because they're breeding pedigree dogs. And pedigree dogs are only 18% of the entire dog population.
But registering with you, Stephen, that's not necessarily a guarantee that they're good at what they do, is it? Because weren't the German Shepherd breeders registered with you guys?
Yeah, they were. And unfortunately, there was a member of that family that came into that operation and turned what had been a producer of world-class German Shepherd into a puppy shop. So, yeah, we'll put our hands up. We fell down over the German Shepherd one. But what we have put in place, because we've learned some lessons out of that whole environment, we've got a breeder's code of conduct, which every single person that registers the kennel name with Dogs New Zealand has to abide by it. We've written that into our registry regulations. We enforce it, we track it, and we enforce it. And we will suspend kennel names from breeders that do not follow or abide by the Breeders' Code of Conduct.
Good to talk to you.
It's a very important piece.
Good to talk to you, Stephen. Thank you for your time this evening. That is Stephen Thompson from Dogs New Zealand. Tinder was the first dating app to break into the